This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is an amazing song. It tells a story. It tells a story of a young guy who was just shocked when he heard that one of his idols, Buddy Holly, had been killed in a plane crash. And for him, this was the day the music died. And for all of us, when somebody passed away, it was the day the music died for us. Don McLean told me a great story a couple of years ago on the air here on WWL about writing the song. And he was a paper boy. And he was delivering the paper one morning and read the news about this plane crash that had killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. And he thought that this is the day, at least for him, this is the day the music died. And it was a great story. I'm going to try to get a hold of Don McLean again to talk to him. But if I don't, I'm going to play back that conversation before he performs at Uncle Sam Jam. And I want to spend a few minutes talking to the producer of Uncle Sam Jam. Greg Buisson joins us on WWL. Greg, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
Good. It's going to be amazing for people to, and I've never actually seen him do it, but we've heard this song so much. It means so much to us. It's such an iconic rock song that to see and hear him sing this in person is going to be majestic.
You know, one of the National Endowment of the Arts 5 top songs of the century, and American Pie is one. I couldn't think of anything better for people to be able to kick off their Independence Day weekend, but with such an iconic song like this. And you will absolutely get to interview him again. And I'm hoping that you're going to be there to hear 30,000 people singing this 8.5-minute anthem to America.
I would love to be there, and I would love to talk to him again. So let's try to work that out. So let's talk about everybody else. Share with us who's at Uncle Sam Jam for 2025.
We do. So those people who love patriotic music, we're going to start like we always do with the Marine Forces Reserve Band. They do a terrific job, and they do also some Louisiana New Orleans songs too, which is great. We will have Shenandoah, which is one of the groups that was at the forefront of country music's great groups that was out there. They'll be doing Two Dozen Roses and Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart, their Grammy Award-winning song. So that'll be a group that's playing. And then we've got two new bands we're trying to introduce. One is a group called Bottomland, which is an interesting group of 9 people, and they play everything from flute to fiddle. They play every instrument you can imagine. That's in there. They have accordion in their mix. It's quite a group. It's going to be fun to watch. And we're going to try to promote a young guy named Peyton Smith, who's a Louisiana artist who's up and coming. But, you know, the fireworks are sort of like the big show that night. And we've been able to really, over the years now, put together something really nice by bringing the Victory Bells in and having them sing some great Americana tunes over the fireworks. And it's really it's a stirring moment, a stirring night, and it really it just makes you really proud to be in this country.
Yeah, I've been to so many of those, and it really is a very patriotic moment, you know, celebrating our independence. And every year is a year to celebrate, no matter what's going on in politics. And, you know, yes, at the end with the victory bells and the fireworks, it really is amazing. So, yeah, and it's free, and there's going to be food and beverages for sale there.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's free. We had dozens of food trucks out there. I mean, as long as the weather helps us, it's an amazing night that's there. You've been there with us when we had incredible weather. You've been there with us when we had had to endure Mother Nature. But it's a kids get there's a, you know, that meadow out there, which they call the Al Copeland Meadow. It's just so big, and it's made for something like this. I mean, it's kids can run around and still play, and families can spread out a blanket and watch the shows and go get food and stuff. It's a nice event.
You know, we don't have mountains or hills in this part of the country, but there are like some hill areas there at Lafreniere Park, and I see the kids, you know, running up and down the hills. Like, this is about as close as you're going to get to the hill country in New Orleans.
That's about right. It's probably, we used to run up and down in the Audubon and try to, like, roll down the Monkey Hill.
That's right.
Same thing.
Well, you know,
it'll be great, and thank you guys for helping us again market it and promote it. And, you know, this event has attracted anywhere between 20,000 and 30,000 people a year. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sure this year with Don McLean, who, you know, most people, they remember American Pie, but he had Castles in the Air, he had Vincent, he had And I Love You So. I mean, some really nice songs. So it's going to be a nice repertoire that people have a chance to listen to.
Well, he's been such an iconic figure in the world of pop music for so many. I mean, since I think the song came out in 1972. Something like that. And this has just been one of those iconic songs, and he's just one of those performers that I think it's going to be really special, not only for boomers, but other generations as well, to actually see him, to be there when he performs that song, because I get chills every time I hear this song. And even though it's about the day the music died, it's about this tragic plane crash that killed two prominent rockers, and then another rocker who had a big hit. It is, to me, it has a lot of patriotic overtones to it.
It really does. There's so many little stories inside that 8+ minutes that are there.
Yeah.
So it was really great. I really appreciate the Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau and Arita Bohannon, who's the councilwoman for now, agreeing to let me bring him in. I thought it would be good for people to have a chance to hear it from the guy who did it. So there you see where it goes.
It's cool. It should be fun. Well, Greg, thanks for being with us. And yeah, you and I will be in touch, and let's try and set up a conversation with Don McLean. And then, of course, I'd like to do a video with him when he's here.
We'll get it done. Thank you, Scoot, so much again. Appreciate it.
Greg Bisson, producer of Uncle Sam Jam, thanks for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.